at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 2002 in Chicago, Illinois, John Cena showed the world he had ruthless aggression when he made his World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, debut during SmackDown, accepting an open challenge issued by Kurt Angle for anyone Kurt had never wrestled to come out of the locker room and go head-to-head in the squared circle. Cena looked great, but he lost the match to Angle. In 1985 in Marietta, Georgia, Cody Rhodes was born. In 1957 in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, Hall of Famer Bret Hitman Hart was born. I hope he had the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be birthday. In 1986, American Wrestling Association, AWA, World Champion Stan Hansen was stripped of the title because he wouldn't wrestle Nick Bockwinkle because he already agreed to defend the AWA World title at All Japan Pro Wrestling shows the following month. Hansen brought the belt to Japan, won the National Wrestling Alliance International title, and then ran over the AWA title belt with his pickup truck. Hansen then took the mangled belt and mailed it to Bockwinkle, who restored it. In 1991, Ric Flair signed a contract for the first time with the World Wrestling Federation, WWF. It was nuts because he signed while he held both the National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, and World Championship Wrestling, WCW, World Heavyweight Championship belts. Woo! And in 1994, in Ocean City, Maryland, during a World Wrestling Federation, WWF, show, Bob Backlund lost a match to Bret Hart. After the match, Backlund reached out to shake Hart's hand, but then snapped. He slapped Hart and put him in the crossface chicken wing. It took many referees to take Backlund off of Bret Hart. Backlund was then left in the center of the ring looking at his hands in disbelief. Out, damn spot, out. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials at Bash and Barb or visit bashandbarb.com for more.